Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Sounds like our drop.
Oh, you gotta love it. Yours went before mine. I just say that yours did go before
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, well, you're in the hospital bed next.
I think
to
just
buddy.
One of us is facing it earlier than the other.
Yeah, sometimes
both of them are dead.
Sometimes you need to let
Mine's
go.
Mine's not dead.
Dude, it's so dead. What are you talking about?
Not at all. Yeah. Not yet.
Hugh, the oxygen buddy. Levels are dropping quickly here.
I'm checking in on yours right now.
No, what are you talking about? You're being a hater.
No, you're being a hater. You're trying to tell us that this defense is a luxury.
Can you guys show some reverence at a take funeral? Can we have some reverence here at a take funeral?
Okay,
guys, make a joke. We're saying goodbye here.
We're fighting.
We're saying goodbye.
We're fighting at a funeral.
This is a serious thing, guys. All right? All right. In case you are wondering why we're gathered here today, everyone, in May, Hugh and I had a discussion about Saquon Barkley and his potential impact on the Eagles. And while I acknowledge what a good player he is, I did say on this station, on this show, that I wasn't sure, and I did not believe at that point, that Saquon Barkley would make a big difference in wins and losses. I think it had nice stats, but the Eagles would still win 10 or 11 games. Well, they have 9 wins. And I said to everyone last week, I was waiting. I was holding out until win number 12. But Hugh, I saw it last night, and I said, time to pull the plug.
Well.
It's time to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Life support, we're going to pull that plug out.
That's how you do in the black churches. I'm just... You know, okay. Ad lib, got you.
Yeah, I knew what you were doing. Yeah,
I noticed you're a little underdressed for this.
Yeah, you were supposed to wear a suit.
I'm always underdressed.
You were supposed to wear your reverend outfit, and you didn't do that today.
Preach, speak on it.
We say goodbye to my take today, which lasted 12 weeks, was probably dead in week one, but we held on throughout.
Jesus. Listen, keep going.
Okay, I got you. I didn't know if you were taking over. Right?
No, I'm saying this is what we do in the black
This is jarring for people like me and Joe.
Yeah, I know, because I know I'm trying to give y'all the feel of the African-American churches. Y'all keep messing it up, man. You keep messing it up. I'm just trying to
we're
make
like,
it.
What?
You know what I mean? Me and y'all with the wow.
Mm-hmm. We say goodbye to my take that Saquon wouldn't be a big difference maker in wins and losses.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Might actually be the NFL MVP.
Yes, Lord.
Saquon, we say goodbye to the take. You are a difference maker. Continue running. Win an MVP.
Jesus.
And now that we said goodbye, Hugh, I wrote something here. I don't know how this works. I've never actually written one. I probably should have one in real life. But I have a will here. I just want to...
You about to bequeath some stuff?
I have a will.
Okay. You gotta bequeath. You're bequeathing. you know what's funny?
You might want to give yourself a break.
Bequeath. I know what y'all, you know what? Y'all need to grow up.
I feel like you're making a mockery of this funeral.
This is serious.
I'm okay. I am serious. But that is a word,
My
though.
Take died last night, and you're laughing.
No. Kyle's looking at me like, did he just really say that? It's a real word.
I know what bequeath means.
All right, I am glad.
But you're childish.
You know what? After this, I am glad I wrote the will the way I did. Kyle's the executor of the will. You're not. You. I can't trust you with this will. Okay? So from moving forward, Kyle will distribute my assets, which include the takes I'm most proud of and the ones I think will age the best, including Howie Roseman is going to Canton as a Hall of Fame executive, one of only 7 or 8 that are there. Future takes that I now pass off, and Kyle will be able to distribute those to my children when they reach the age of 18. Teams should not pay quarterbacks. They should just let them go and use the cap space on new quarterbacks. Maybe the smart team will do this one day. And, of course, the one that is probably my most valuable asset right now, that the Trey Turner contract should be, with a magic wand, gone. Just gone. Pass those along, Kyle. Make sure they go to the proper people that have to carry those assets into the future.
I'll be examining some of those and make sure that only the best ones go to your team.
Thank you, yes. And ones like today's, we lower into the ground. We say goodbye. Saquon Barkley. Difference maker, MVP for the Philadelphia Eagles. My take is dead. I was wrong. And he's really fun to watch play.
I'm sorry for your take, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, right? Mm-hmm. It's part of the...
That's right.
You get into this knowing that sometimes you got to say goodbye to a take. And you could be stubborn like some people who will, hold on to their takes around here. But, or you could just let go. Sometimes you got to let go.
Can I have your Howie take, by the way? Can you pass that one on? Did you write that one on?
What about the Carson Wentz take? So, what about that one?
Well, that take is that takes in heaven.
I mean,
that take rose up. I mean, that was
heaven. He's back in the league, though.
Oh, come on.
So he might be
that one went through the pearly gates. That was a good one. You want the Howie Roseman as a Hall of Famer one?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the executor of the will. I mean, I'm dead
right.
now.
Taking that one.
All right.
I'm commandeering and taking that one. So,
just glad I can't trust Douglas over here.
I might accelerate it to how he deserves a lifetime contract.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Giggling through a funeral.
I was not giggling.
You are making a mockery of this whole thing.
I was not. That's how it happens at churches. That's the churches I go, that's what they do. They somebody's speaking.
I just wish you wore the Reverend outfit if you were going to give this
If I was going to do that, if I was going to be in full rev mode, my bad. Next time.
I'm glad we got to do this on a good day, right? Like, it's almost like when you say goodbye to someone, you're celebrating their life. We're celebrating the season Saquon's having.
Right, and no one's going to be mad at you for this. Like, this is, it's a celebratory.
It's a home going for a bad take.
It actually might be everyone out there's favorite thing. I look like an idiot, and Saquon Barkley might win the MVP. It's perfect.
Now, do you think this will stop people from the future for going back to this and telling you how wrong you are?
Well, you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead.
It's still, you probably, I would imagine, if you look at your twits right now, you probably got some twits on there.
Well, I remind everyone, you don't speak ill of the dead. Yep. Today's a day of reverence, of respect for the take. That
People
is,
don't listen to
is
that.
Now dead.
People don't listen to that. They're probably tweeting you right now.
Well, I'm going to ignore those. 215-592-9495. Let's get back to the phone lines here.
All tweets from here on out should be sorry for your take, Joe.
Yes, sorry. That's it. You
that's
can say that. Yeah.
I'm
sorry your take died. I'm sorry your take passed away and Saquon might run for 2,000 yards. The funniest thing is it's not just like he's kind of a difference maker. He might be having the greatest season a running back's ever had.
The MVP is, by definition, difference maker.
Most valuable.
And I know that the Giants have a bunch of different problems. But this is where I would ask Giants fans to call in and be like, how do you really feel knowing that your organization is in shambles and one of your most popular players, the one whose jersey you probably had that you burned when he came here, is having the type of season in Philadelphia that you wish he would have had.
Well, you think back to them, the John Mara clip, right? It's going to be really hard to sleep if he goes to Philadelphia. Like, that's literally happening.
Because it's like, and this is an all-timer take. When you date someone, and then all of a sudden, you talked about how bad they were or how, their hygiene was bad, and then you watch them blossom. into like a superstar. Like all of a sudden, like the dude that dated Katy Perry when she was in high school and thought that she wasn't that attractive, mm-hmm. and now she blew up. Like that guy. How does it feel to be that guy?
I like the pettiness continues to come out.
No, I'm saying because that's what this is. Because I can remember vividly. I wish I kept receipts. This is when I wish, like the kids say, I would have kept receipts.
Was there a girl that said she didn't like you?
Yeah, it was a few of those. it's a joke. It's a few of those now. What are you talking about? But anyway.
Well, I didn't know if you had someone in mind as you were going through
this. No, I mean, it was a couple. Like, you know, when I was in high school. Yeah, it's a couple. But it's
How
it's,
do you like me now, Douglas?
Hey, how do you like me now? I'm living what they used to say. I'm living high on the hog. They used to say back in the day.
Yeah, you got a lot of sayings. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We got a couple of really interesting polls out today. I imagine the voting is going to be lopsided on both. First, eastbound and down. 82% yes on that poll. There it is.
It's kind of late, to be honest.
I know. Well, you know what? 18%, we don't have to save seats for them. So they're just not coming.
No, but it's funny how people know, like you just say that and they know exactly what you're talking about.
They know exactly what ridiculous idea we have this time.
Yeah, this
and then
ridiculous.
Should Saquon Barkley be the favorite for MVP? Yes or no? All right, where do we come down? Then right back to the phone line. Should he be the favorite right now? So right now, as we speak, he has the third shortest odds. It is Josh Allen first. It is Lamar Jackson second. It is now Saquon third. Should he be the favorite? Is he the MVP of the league?
I think it's a quarterback. I think it's a quarterback. What I'm trying to say, a quarterback.
It's a quarterback award?
Award. I couldn't think
of
the
word. Well, it's become
award,
that.
The word award escaped
me. What would you do without me?
Yeah, I know. I was stuck. I'd have just been saying it was a quarterback thingy. But yeah, it's a quarterback award. I don't think he's going to get it.
Should he? Like, if you were voting, we all know he might not get it, but should he?
I think he should.
I think he should. A quarterback is having an all-time year on a number one seed. Like, if Jared Goff was having he's having a good season, an even better one, okay, that makes sense. His team has the best record. Mahomes, right? His team has the second. They both are 10-1. But neither of those guys are having, like, all-time years. Saquon is having that year. I mean, you look at his numbers right now compared to, you know, when you go back to Barry Sanders in 97, he won the MVP. Adrian Peterson in 2012, he won the MVP. He's better through 11 games than those guys were.
I will say this about this. This is what makes this unique is because this is, and forgive me if the timeline is skewed a little bit, but this is off of was it last year or the year before that where the running back position had been devalued because it was Austin Eckler. There was a couple other running backs that were up for contracts and they didn't get them. The running back for the Raiders?
I think it was two summers ago. Because this past year they got paid, right? The team's spent on veterans.
Yeah, but it was a big to-do because it was a couple running backs that
Josh
were coming
Jacobs,
up for
deals.
Yeah,
Eckler,
yeah, those guys. Yeah.
They talked collusion and all that stuff.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to pay them.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, with Derrick Henry and now Saquon Barkley, the resurgence or the reemergence of the value of a running back, a good one.
I think it was just the market went too far, right? Like, if third wide receivers are making $12 million, then why don't I just pay this great running back that much money?
Think about it like this, too, Joe. Perfect storm. You have the young man, Ashton Jeanty, who's at Boise State right now. I mean, just to kind of tie it all in. And you look at the contributions that the running backs are having now in the league, in the NFL. And you look at what he's doing in college. That, I think, is just the perfect storm. Like the perfect time for 2 years ago, 2 years removed from the fact that nobody thought that the running backs were significant. And now you have Saquon Barkley, who last night on Sunday Night Football went out there and showed his whole entire butt cheeks to everybody in the country.
Like Mike Tyson?
Yeah, he showed his butt. Like you talk about showing your butt cheeks. He went out there and acted up on national TV.
He did. If I had a vote, I'd go Saquon 1, Goff 2. That actually would be how I voted right now.
Really? So I might have to be the bad guy here, but like, what are the Bills without Josh Allen?
Well, not even close to as good.
Well, of course. I wouldn't be. I'm not of the mindset that this should be exclusively a quarterback award, and I think if there's a year to give it to a running back, obviously Saquon, the year he's having, he definitely is deserving of it, but like, if you told me that you can't not give it to Josh Allen, I'd also be like, yeah, I understand.
I know, but he's not even the one seed in his own conference.
But that doesn't matter to me.
I know, but he's not even I get it. He's carrying them, but he's not having even a great statistical year compared to the other
guys. Again, doesn't matter to me. His value is showing.
Yeah, he's a great player.
I don't know. Like, cause I try to separate the whole numbers and like that kind of stuff from the MVP discussion. I'm just trying to think of who's the most valuable to your team. Obviously, Saquon's up there, but like.
Well, that's why it's always becomes, it goes back to quarterback, right? Because you take the best quarterbacks off the best teams, they're probably screwed.
But the thing is, like, Saquon, and this is going to sound haterish, because I'm not haterish.
How this is flipped. But can I educate you guys on Saquon now?
Saquon has a good team around him. Like, the Bills' offense.
I know. And that's why Allen's probably the favorite. I get it. 215-592-9494. From Mike in Maple Shade, was at the game in L.A. last night. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Well, at least it's morning out here. Let me tell you something. We are the luckiest fans in the world. Our gas is $2 cheaper. Our food's a million times better. Our team is exceptional. Sitting there last night, you know, I'm an Eagle season ticket holder. I've been away about 14 times. That was the loudest away crowd I've ever heard. It was amazing. It was simply amazing. And let me tell you something. They made us spend $5 billion on that stadium, but they have no idea how to even use that television screen. They showed no replays. They didn't even call it first and goal or third and goal. They called it third and eight. I mean, it was just ridiculous. But anyway, the team looked amazing. The crowd was, it was raucous. It was so good. It was so good.
Mike, my favorite part was at one point, Collinsworth and Tirico on the broadcast were talking about how all week long the Rams were preparing for silent counts. Like, they knew it was coming. They knew that they wouldn't be able to hear themselves think in their own stadium. Like, that's
kind of sad.
It's sad on their part. It's also amazing that, like, this fan base travels, like you and everybody else out there, and they knew that was coming.
I have to tell you, it was like 30 to 40,000 Eagles fans. It was insane. That when the people started leaving, you could really see the numbers of Eagles fans there. It was simply amazing. Other thing, walking around town like Venice Beach, Santa Monica, they had no clue a football game was going on. Here's the best part about it. We're staying in the hotel that all the Ravens fans are staying at, and we both know what's coming down the pipe. It's coming down to us, too.
Eagles-Ravens next week?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying – they know we're here at the same hotel. They know that they're out here for a game that I'm sure the Chargers aren't going to be, you know, the fans ain't going to be as loud as they are going to be. The Ravens are here. The Eagles fans are here. It's a collision coming next week.
Oh, it's going to be a great game. And that's a game with MVP, with Offensive Player of the Year stuff attached. Potentially, I don't think the
Might
Ravens...
Might be a little chilly out there.
Ooh, Sunday in Baltimore. Chilly. That's going to be it's going to be a great game Sunday in Baltimore. Big V and Matt Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Yo, Gilio, man, what's going on?
Big V, what's up?
Well, first, a moment of silence and my condolences to the burial of your drop.
We bow our heads here, Big V. Thank you. I appreciate your condolences.
And Hugh should be helping you with that grieving process. I mean, we buried his theory of defense being a luxury.
Not yet. They play well, though.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hold on a second.
We need to have a memorial for that.
Hugh, at some point, there's no reason to keep it on life support. It's over. Not like yet. I saw what happened with Saquon, and we took it off life support.
Hugh's been
last
in the
night.
Denial phase for a while.
I know.
I'm not in denial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
You're in denial about being in denial.
It's sad.
I mean, technically, they're right where I thought they would be.
No, they're not.
So get out of here. Come on now.
Hey, just lying.
Cal, Hugh is in denial about being in denial being in denial.
It's sad.
Yeah, but Hugh, Friday, yes. I got to say this. I told you so. You plant-based eating down on the Eagles individual. You know we gone down. We're heading to the nifty 50. All roads to the Super Bowl. Come to Philadelphia. We showed them we've got the best running back. We showed them we've got the best coaching staff. We showed the world that we are.
He wanted to call me a name, too.
Forgot
he was on the radio.
That's though. A darn good call, Big V.
Big V, way to self-edit because you almost called me a name.
You plant-based eating something.
We got it. I'm sorry for your take, and I told you so, Hugh.
Hey, way to go, Big V. Way to self-edit.
Nothing says attending a funeral like saying I'm sorry and then heckling one of the attendees. Yeah. I mean, because that's what that
in
was.
In your face. You plant-based, but whatever he's about to say.
Yeah. No, you need to move forward through these stages of grief, Hugh, because Joe last week went through the bargaining phase where he was like, you know, give me 11 to 12 wins. He's trying to parse out how, you know, how we can still win this thing. There was some denial in there. I think he skipped over the anger part, to your credit.
Oh, yeah, I was never angry. Yeah. I mean, I'm wrong all the time. It's fine. Like, that's like I never have any sort of remorse about being wrong about something. That's on a daily basis.
But we've reached acceptance. This is growth.
That's right. Speaking of trying to let go or say goodbye, I kind of tried to make peace with my take a couple weeks ago. What do you think about this? Well, I did in the midst of saying on the air that I didn't, you know, I wasn't ready to give up the take, right? I wasn't ready to say goodbye to the difference maker take. But while I did that, I did place a 150-1 MVP bet on Saquon Barkley. So I have that now. And here's my question, because you're a gambling expert around here, right? Hugh, should I cash out? They're offering me 15 times what I bet.
Seriously?
Yes, because he's down to plus 650.
Oh, it's looking good. You know me, I'm not.
Let this ride?
No, I'm going to go ahead and take that money. Is it more money than what you started with? That's a win.
Well, of course, it's 15 times more than what I put in.
There it is. Well, that's a win.
Kyle, what do you think? So it's a 150-1 bet on Saquon to win the MVP, down to plus 650. Mm. Right now, they're offering me 15 times the original bet.
I think you have one more opportunity to get even more, and that's when he jumps Lamar this week.
Oh, wait till they beat the Ravens?
Yeah. Because he's not going to get a chance to jump the Bills. There's no like head-to-head there. Mm. Allen could have a bad week. You don't know if that's coming, though.
You don't.
This is a direct opportunity for you to just get a little bit more.
I know, but then I might...
But then you're like...
He might win it.
Well, then we'll have to put it to a vote for the people.
Okay, all right.
But your money will be in the hands of the WIP faithful.
It was almost my way of trying to make peace with the take. Like, you know, so I said this, but I see what's happening. I'm going to bet on it. Donald's in Chester. What's up, Donald?
Good morning.
Good morning, Donald.
Well, I guess all of y'all understand now why I wasn't trying to hear anything that you were trying to talk so highly about the Rams on Friday.
Yep, plant-based you over here trying to, you know, get everyone's minds the wrong way.
Well, see, I think at some point we have to start looking at it like other teams have a challenge, you know, going up against us, you know, because of what we've seen. So I just looked at it at that. I knew Stafford, he couldn't run, so he couldn't really get away from anything. He got that one good run.
After that, I mean, and their offensive line, their tackles were not very good, Donald. And our defense.
Yeah, their tackles got violated.
Whoo, our defense, it's incredible. They're at every level, they're good right now.
Yeah, it should have been 37-10, you know, if the refs hadn't helped them, you know, because they probably would have had to settle for a field goal and then the late touchdown. Or what's going on. So I'm not going to throw it up in your face because everybody else is doing it to you.
Oh, please do it. It's not. You can.
Come on,
I mean,
Donald.
Donald, tell
trust
him he's
me,
plant-based.
Donald, it's not, I'm not going to lose any sleep behind it. You're good.
I just look at it like this. We get caught like when I look at the Georgia Bulldogs and I look at that Hawkeye and I look at that Toledo Rocket. See, I just think that we still see that rookie thing. And, yes, they are rookies. Yeah. But they're special kind of rookies, you know, and they are. They were stars where they were, you know, and that's what the potential is. And I just think that they pose a challenge and they pose a threat, you know, because we already know what the running game does. But this defense has shown us how dominant and how much of a challenge. And it's like what Joe said earlier. It's like they're better players.
They just have more good players than everyone, Donald. And now it's coming together where it feels like they finally figured out. It took them 4 weeks. Like, how should they use these
symbiotic
players?
Yes,
they figured out the right combo, the right scheme. Like, they've got it rolling now.
Yeah, and Hugh, I'm sorry. I thought that Jason was your teammate. I thought he was. I got the years.
Yvonne, you're fine.
He's still family though. But you're good.
Right. Yes, I understand that because he's just so right this year because I just don't think anybody can stop us because Jalen is not, you know, like throwing the ball as effectively as he was in 22, but he's playing just as efficient.
He is. You're right. Donald, you're right. And look at his like passer rating, some of his numbers. It's very similar to 22. Yep.
Yes, he's back to Super Bowl form, and you can tell, you know. So, and with the defense, because those were the two main things that got us, that got us there, you know. So it just looks upside from here.
Well, they look like they've got an incredible chance to push the Lions for the one seed, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the postseason. 215-592-9494. Of course, health is a big part of this. They got to stay healthy, and we know they lost someone significant last time. We'll get to your phone calls. You can celebrate the win. Offer your condolences for my Saquon take, which we said goodbye to today. Maybe some people out there will have some, you know, decorum, you know, and saying goodbye and giggling through a eulogy here. But we'll see what happens. Plus, we got to get to the bad news from last night. The loss of Brandon Graham. And he will break down how the Eagles can replace production from the defensive line, the guys they have, and maybe some names out there they could go add to try to put another body in here, because BG is out for the season. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's never too early to start planning for your Thanksgiving gathering. So if you've got shopping list started already, move half-filled pork to the top of your list. Now, I know you must be wondering, like, Hugh, what are you talking about? This is turkey time. Ain't nobody thinking about no pork. Well, it's time for something different, people. So move over, turkey. Put some pork on your fork. Hatfield varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Put pork on your fork.
Stafford in the gun. Williams to his right. It is third and nine. Stafford backpedals. Here comes the rush. He's hit! They've got him!
BG.
Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham. He never saw him coming, Mike.
Unbelievable job. Off the edge by Brandon Graham.
What a night, what a performance. Unfortunately, not a great ending. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. So we know the Eagles won and they look great. And BG was having himself maybe his best night of the season. I mean, he's had such a great year. Unfortunately, we found out he left the game. He was hurt. Here's BG after the game explaining what happened and the reality of his season now being over.
I tore my tricep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got chipped. Got hit in my elbow, tore my tricep. But man, hey, like I told the boys, man, we got the mission. The mission's still the mission. You know, we pour everything we can into this game. You know, if I say I trust God, I trust God. So man, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm about to enjoy this little rehab, and then I'm about to enjoy leading this team. You know, the rest of the year. As soon as I can be back out there, I'm going to be out there. But, man, we was having fun out there. And we still going to have fun. But, yeah, I'm definitely, as a player, I'm out for the year.
I'm sorry to hear that, BG.
Have you thought about next year yet, whether you'll come back and play?
Man, just trying to process everything right now. I ain't got that far.
So Brandon Graham last night, you know, that's obviously a big question. He'll have to figure that out if he wants to try to come back one more time next year. He still was playing like a guy that could play next year. The Brandon Graham Show will still be live tonight on WIP at 6, so he'll speak on this. Hugh, all right, let's break this down. It's a huge loss. How do they replace him? I can't believe it feels like this big of a loss, right? If you had said to me before the season, Joe, they lose Brandon Graham, I would have said, that's unfortunate. We all love BG. But at this stage, how much were they getting anyway? They were getting a lot, Hugh. He was playing, so I just looked it up. This season, he's played 45% of the snaps. He's was still a big part of this. Now what?
Yeah, man, and you're talking about a guy who, his contribution last night was epic.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to have to look at Jalix Hunt. Jalix Hunt is going to be somebody who's funny that me, you, and Dave Spadaro, we had a chance to talk about Jalix a little bit. He's probably going to get a little bit of run. I like his motor. He's a young man that his motor looked like it's running on high. You're going to probably have to go out and try to sign somebody. I don't know who's readily available out there on the market, but maybe you look at one of these young guys to step up a little bit. Maybe you look at young Trot to go out there and see if he has some pass rush moves or whatever. But you're going to try to mitigate this as much as you possibly can. But the unfortunate thing about it is when you talk about some of the guys that are available and they're ready, they're a little bit older.
All right, let me throw a name at you. An edge rusher that is available. He is out there. He's a free agent. And remember 2 years ago when the Eagles had some injuries at defensive tackle, they went and got Sue and Joseph, right? They added guys off the street at I think it was right around this time of year, right? Late November-ish. Mm-hmm. They signed those guys mid-November. He wasn't that far off from where we are right now. Hugh, one name that caught my attention when I realized he was available this morning. What do you think about the idea of Jason Pierre-Paul, a veteran, same draft class, ironically, because for years some people, you know, thought because Pierre-Paul got up to a better start in his career than BG that maybe that should have been the pick, right? Those two guys connected for a while, same division. Obviously, Pierre-Paul had a good career when he left the Giants. He won the Super Bowl in Tampa.
Won a couple of them.
He won one with the Giants.
He won one with Tampa.
He won with Tampa, too. Now he's sitting at home. Are you interested in Pierre-Paul? That's an interesting name to me.
I'll probably kick the tires, see if he can do. I'm pretty sure they're going to work some guys out. It's going to be, you know, because I think that you have to look at some guys that, you know, that are kind of familiar with Vic Fangio's, the way that he likes to play. But, man, it's going to be tough. I'm thinking you're going to ask one of these young guys to step up and do some things, man. That's what it kind of looks like.
So there is a connection as well between Fangio and Jason Pierre-Paul. Last season, when the Dolphins had a lot of injuries to their edge guys, he came into Miami. Now, I don't know if he ever got on the field, but he was there. And then, you know, whatever, their season ended in the first round. But he was with Fangio. And there was a report right after the trade deadline from Aaron Wilson, who covers the NFL, saying Jason Pierre-Paul is a name to watch post-trade deadline. He is in shape. He wants to play. So I think this is a legitimate idea. I mean, there's a connection to Fangio. obviously the guy is still thinks he could play, and he was just in the league last year.
Kick the tires, man.
I would bring him in. I mean, because right now they're thin. I mean, they have become now. Now it goes back to the Bryce Huff injury, right? Because it just
Because you just lost
Bryce. Just lost him. He's out 3 more weeks at least on the IR. I'm just trying to imagine who's going to be on the edges in these games. So they can't just run Sweat into the ground at 90% of the snaps. They have to rotate these guys. And who do you have right now? You have Sweat. You have Nolan Smith. And it gets really thin after that, Kyle. I think Jason Pierre-Paul is an interesting idea.
Yeah, I mean, just for the sake of getting a body in here, like, I don't expect him to come in and be the guy that's replacing Brandon Graham's production, like, one for one. You're going to need a guy like Nolan Smith to step up and assume that role. But they need somebody that just can rotate in.
Yep.
And you got to kind of hope that this goes more like Ndamukong Suh, Linval Joseph, than it does Shaq Leonard. Robert Quinn, you know, I mean, this it can really go either way.
Yeah, you hope somebody can come in and produce. Yeah, man, because
guy with experience.
Yeah, he was balling.
He was still playing so well. Look, I have no idea. BG's got to make a decision for him and his family. I think he's going to play again next year. And I think if he wants to, the Eagles are going to bring him back. He was still playing at a high level. Let's hear
one more year.
We need one more year.
That's going to be a chant tonight, probably.
At the Chickies of Pete's?
Yeah.
I could see that. You starting when you get there before your show?
Nah.
You should?
Nah.
One more year for Hugh Douglas?
Nah, that's the wrap.
Well, hold on. You know what? We missed something here because I'm looking up all these lists of free agent defensive ends.
Hey, Hugh Douglas.
Hugh?
Nah, I signed that paperwork years ago.
No, just cross your name out.
Nah, I'm good.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Hugh, yeah. If they asked you to give them a few snaps.
Can't even get in my stance, Joe. What are you talking about? These knees hurt bad.
One more run. Come on, Hugh. This is a Super Bowl year.
I commend BG for being out there at 36 years old and still giving him the contribution that he's giving him now, man. That's not easy to do. It's not. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about BG's injury is that we knew with him playing as much as he was playing, didn't think he was going to get hurt. I don't want to say that. I don't want to speak that into existence, but you knew at some point the production was gonna diminish, and it's unfortunate that it was because of an injury.
How many snaps do you think you could suit up?
None.
I think you're not thinking about this the right way. You're thinking about your body. I'm thinking about
my body.
The show.
I'm thinking about then getting snatched up by one. Listen.
Very selfish of you.
It is. You're not thinking about the show. Could you imagine if you play on Sunday and you come in here and we rip you for getting pancakes?
You know what's funny?
Great.
The fact that I get to hang out with Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. If either one of those cats at this age put their hands on me, I'm going to get a gun. Like, for real. It's not going to. This is way beyond football. Those two grown ass men right there. If they put their hands on me right now, I'm gonna take it personal.
They would destroy you.
Yeah, I'm taking that personal. It's got for me. I'm at that point where it's way beyond football at this point.
5 years ago, what would you said?
5 years? No, about 10, 15,
10,
20
we
years ago.
Convince
you? But man, I ain't fooling with them cats, man.
All right, there might be one other option because Hugh's not agreeing to this. Ray Didinger on with the Mortar Show today talking about maybe a guy that's deeper down the roster that might get a chance now.
I like Ojomo. He was actually one of my sleepers coming out in the draft last year out of Texas. But he's really an inside player. I mean, you're not going to be playing him out on the edge. He's a natural inside player. I mean, you're going to have to ask more of Nolan Smith, who's been playing well this year. But he'll be asked to do more. Jalix Hunt is a possibility. I mean, he's been getting more snaps. It was at the expense of Bryce Huff there for a while. I mean, they were actually using Hunt more. But he'll get more opportunities now. Bryce Huff, they said, even though he underwent the wrist surgery, they were talking about him possibly coming back for the playoffs, so you could get him back. The name to keep in mind is Taron Jackson. I think that right now he's on the practice squad, and he's a guy they drafted sixth rounder out of Coastal Carolina a couple years ago.
Yep.
And we've seen him play in the preseason, and actually I thought he looked pretty good. Now he hasn't had any opportunities. He hasn't been activated I can think of this year, but I'd be willing to bet you that he's going to be activated now.
So that was an interesting name to watch from Ray there, and he may get some run and get activated here. You know what hit me, though, as we're talking about all this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is all coming back to, whether it's Taron Jackson or it's JPP? This is coming back to assuming the reporting is correct and Bryce Huff's going to be healthy for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, it's coming back to Bryce Huff. Like, just play it out. They're going to play a big playoff game against the Lions or the Packers or someone, and there's going to be a third down in a one-score game.
And he's going to have to come up big.
And he's going to be on the field. Like,
yeah.
They can't avoid it, right? Because there's no way of just like saying, oh, just play 12 snaps. They're going
to
need him.
I
thought they could avoid needing Bryce Huff, but if he can get back from the surgery, that's your guy, Hugh. They're going to need him.
Well, I like how you put it on me. That's your guy, Hugh. He better step up and play.
And if he doesn't,
it's on you.
It's your fault.
I'll take that heat. If he's the difference between us making it to the Super Bowl and not, yeah, I'll take that heat. I think he can do it. I do. I know that a lot of people are down on him, and they're not feeling real great about it, but you're in a position now where all hands are on deck, and you're going to be called upon. And this is a great way to salvage your career. You know, they gave you a lot of money. This would be a great way to salvage it.
Well, it could be an amazing story, right? It's a bust to start, but then they need him by the end, and maybe he produces. 215-592-9494. For Will in the Northeast is ready to load that bus up. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing on this beautiful Monday?
Beautiful.
Will, what's up, buddy? We're enjoying ourselves after a big win.
Absolutely, as we should. First of all, I want to give the props to two of the people that we was, like, talking about the most majority of the season. I'm going to start off first with Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni has grown into this team. He's grown into a coach that, you know, we can actually listen to now, especially on his interviews. He's getting better with the interviews and everything, man. And the biggest thing that he showed is leadership. You know what I'm saying? Because what I'm saying is, if any of us went through what he went through, I think our ego would have gotten away and interrupted our season. But he didn't allow that to happen. So, Sirianni, I give you props for that, man. Keeping the team together, not allowing the press to, you know, interrupt or anything to mess up our play in our season this year. Jalen, you did exactly what I needed you to do yesterday. You got the ball out quick. You was looking at your receiver, you was doing check down, everything. You played an excellent game. And I want to say, Thundercats, ho! Them young Thundercats, man, they showed that they hungry, and they taking on any team right now. That defense yesterday was outstanding, man. They shut them dudes down. They did what they had to do. And what I want to say is, this team right now, and I'm going to end, this team right now is consistent, committed. They're confident, and they're winning. And that's what makes them a complete team. And I know y'all asked before, what type of team is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I said balance. I said this is a balanced team because guess what? The defense and offense is clicking right now, and that's all we needed for this team. And I don't care who it is now. We're taking on everybody, including the Will Bowl, which is next week, baby.
It is the Will Bowl.
You know what I'm saying? I love Dirk, but guess what? I love my team more, baby. So let's rock and roll. Let's get ready.
Well, it's going to be a big one. Will, we appreciate you. It's going to be a fun game on Sunday. It's not as big of a game for the number one seed as yesterday was. Yesterday was a must. I felt it on Friday. It was a must win. They got it. You know, this game Sunday, Hugh, they'll play against the Ravens. It's a fun game. It's like a high-profile game.
Yeah.
It's not quite as important as the Rams game, unless we think the Lions are only going to lose one more game, then the Eagles really can't lose anymore, right? And then they have to. If we want the number one seed, there is a thought they may have to win out. I don't know how many more games Detroit's going to lose. I think it's one or two more. So,
yeah,
you know, if we want the one seed,
that's why when you know we're talking about resting Saquon and all this other stuff, you might not be in a position to rest anybody because this one might come down to the wire. You know, when you look at, I know they have Chicago on their schedule still twice.
Including this Thursday, Thanksgiving. Yeah,
and, you know, Chicago got to win one of those games.
I don't know.
Not necessarily.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I think because one of them is in Chicago. I think this one is in.
This one's in Detroit. Yeah.
Because this is the Madden game, right?
Yeah.
The Madden tribute game.
Yeah, they call it the Madden Classic now or something. Yeah, the first game Thanksgiving is Bears at Lions.
Yeah, so it's one of those. That might be a tough, but they got them outside one time. They got to get one of these games, man. So it's a possibility. It's possible that they could drop one or two. It's possible.
I think I'm with you on that. One or two, but that means they have three losses at most. We got two right now. So
we got to keep pushing.
We got to keep putting the foot on the gas here. Let's talk to Josh in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen? How are you?
Josh, we're great. I mean, we're talking about a team that is dominating right now.
All right, so hold on one second. Okay. Hold on, hold on. You caught me, right? I'll tell you in a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep everybody in suspense. This is a very suspenseful moment. However, I walked into a neurosurgery practice as you went right to my call, and I couldn't get loud, so I turned around and walked back out. So, dude, let's just love the fact that on that first run that Saquon had, Landon Dickerson got out front and absolutely pancaked the linebacker. And I jumped right out of my recliner and was like, this is just unbelievable. I mean, let me just do what I was thinking earlier. Baseball's been played for 150 years. What happens when you play the game the right way? Good things. Well, guess what? We are seeing the reinvention of a running game, and we always, as Philadelphians, have been like, you see the Emmitt Smiths, the Barry Sanders, all the tailbacks that have been through here that can never really do anything like, you know, 255 yards on the ground. Unbelievable. We're back to the basics. We're running off tackle. Saquon's using the vision. He's got almost 2 yards without contact before he just makes a decision. And Hugh, I said it before. What is he? He's a thoroughbred, my man. He's an absolute thoroughbred. I couldn't be any more stoked after watching last night's game. Detroit, who? Right? I don't want to hear a peep about the Lions because, to your point, Hugh, they will dump one in Chicago because they're wimps and they can't play outside. So enough of all that. What else did we see last night? We saw the defense just literally push their offensive line around like a bunch of middle school kids. And I'm going to tell you what, this is something special. And as far as Joe's take, I love that it's in the ground. Hugh, you got to get your take on board, brother, because that defense, my friend, isn't a luxury. That's a mainstay right now.
Tell him,
Josh. I'm going to tell you something that I couldn't be any happier with. It is the front of both sides of the ball that are absolute forceful. It is so great to watch our Eagles literally beat the pants off a decent opponent. Matt Stafford couldn't get off the turf quick enough before he was on it again last night. I mean, come on. And Jalen Carter, he was getting held the whole damn game. And you know what was awesome about that? Is that he freed up BG. He freed up Milton Williams. I mean, Josh Sweat, come on with the total package. I mean, we didn't even really dip into the playbook to be able to throw the ball.
I know. I mean, Josh, and your point on the defense, Stafford had only taken, I think, 4 sacks the last 5 games total. They got him 5 times last night. They hit him 11. They were destroying. That right tackle was a turnstile.
Yeah, it was a turnstile. Yeah, he was called
a
Diamond
turnstile.
Girl.
Yeah, he's Hugh. So, look, guys, I don't normally do this on a Monday, but we're going to have to. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, let's go, baby.
Josh, appreciate it. Good phone call. How about Josh having walked into a place of business and then
walked out because he had to get his point across.
He knew he was going to chant.
Not mad at that.
We should probably be a little bit careful about this Lions can't play outdoors.
Oh, I know. They went to Green Bay in a rainstorm and they blew them out.
Yeah, but it's a little different when you're used to playing inside. Like, I've seen it, man, and not saying that it's a staple because, as we all know, Tampa Bay was a team that wasn't able to play in the cold, and they came up here and they won when it was cold. But it's different when you're used to being in a bubble or a dome.
Sure.
And you have to go outside.
I think getting them here would certainly take away some of their superpowers.
But, the Lions, like, they play a physical offensive game, too. Like, that translates in the postseason.
I'm going to be disappointed if we don't get an Eagles-Lions title game. They are the two best teams in the NFC. They're both super physical. I want to see that game. I would love to see it. Now, if the Lions get upset and we get the title game here and it's an easier path, I'm not going to complain. But I would love to see that game because they are the two best teams in the conference right now. 215-592-9490 for your take on Saquon Barkley, MVP favorite. Well, he's moving up the charts. I mean, he's now has the third shortest odds to win the NFL MVP. We had a take funeral earlier for my take that Saquon wouldn't be a difference maker back in the spring. My goodness, he has been. I think he's the league MVP right now. He has been amazing. And, of course, Eastbound and Down. I mean, we're thinking here now, You know, have you decided where you want to sit? Do you want to sit in the front of the bus or more towards the middle, the back? It's time for logistics now, Hugh. We're getting kind of close. Like 2+ months, we're on a bus.
Yeah, I didn't think that far ahead.
Last night was the first time like I started like mapping the whole thing out in my head.
You know what's funny? Last night was the night that I was like, damn.
We're going.
I might have to shave. Like tonight, last night was the night I was like, damn, I'm going to have to shave.
Yeah, I mean, you did get that garbage time touchdown, which said.
I mean, I don't count. You know, I fought that fight a couple weeks ago. That was against what, Jacksonville?
Well, but that was at least a score by the Jacksonville defense. The Rams offense did score at that point.
Yeah, but still, I don't count those. That defense stood on his head last night for me, for the most part. And you're going to have plays like that towards the end. Yeah, they're playing well, man. So I'm just trying to figure out. You know, I was like, damn, I got to be on a bus and I'm going to be shaved.
The problem I feel like for you right now is this was supposed, like, if we're doing the thing where are the Eagles going to allow 17 or less per game, right?
This was a game I needed. I needed that.
You kind of projected maybe the Rams would be in the 20s, right? The 24, 27.
Yeah, I needed that.
Maybe the Ravens as well. And then the other games, you kind of realize the Panthers aren't going to score much. Giants won't score much at all.
Yeah, this is the game that kind of got me.
You didn't get much.
Yeah, got me. So, I mean, I'm cool with
that. That beard is gone, man.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm all right with that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hair grows back. And plus, I've been told that, you know, it's better. They want to, like, you know, want to see my cheekbones. So, I've kind of, you know.
Who said that? People?
Yeah, people.
People.
Yeah, I was kind of vague when I said
that. Yeah, I know you meant the audience, meant our callers.
No.
Because that'd be weird. You know, people said that.
You know, I haven't shaved in a while, so I'm thinking about taking it off.
But you're not willing to concede it yet?
No.
Can we check in on life support? Can we check in on the heartbeat for Hugh and his take here, Kyle? I need to hear the heartbeat for Hugh's take because
I have an agenda.
Yeah, it feels like this thing is flatlining, Mr. Douglas.
No, it is. It is. It's flatlining. Last night, I tell you what, this is what made it for me comfortable. Last night was fun to watch.
It was so much fun.
It was fun to watch Nakobe Dean come on that blitz and just destroy a running back. I don't know what he thought was about to happen, but it did not work out the way that he thought it was going to work out.
And you know what really struck me last night? Watching Cooper DeJean cover Cooper Kupp in the slot.
Yeah, the Coopers.
He covered him. We all see that Cooper DeJean is physical. He's fast. He's strong. He's an athlete. But I was waiting for, like, who's the best receiver he's covered one-on-one? He was covering Cooper Kupp.
And that's why you look at those matchups and you wonder, because you don't know. And you wonder how the young fellas are going to fare in that moment. You know, it was a star-studded affair. I like how Howard alluded to there was a bunch of stars and it didn't tell nobody who was there. We had to see it on TV.
Oh, like Bradley Cooper, LeBron Kevin Hart.
There. Yeah, he said it was a star-studded affair.
Will Arnett.
Yeah, all of those cats were there. But yeah, it's you wonder how a young man is going to handle that. He handled it extremely well.
He was great. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to a big Eagles win. They have won 7 in a row, undefeated since Sirianni shaved that hair off. On the other side, your phone calls, and we'll talk to Howard Eskin. His thoughts on the game, the victory, where this Eagles team is right now, and Saquon's chances to win the NFL MVP as a running back. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Stafford in the gun. Williams to his right. It is third and nine. Stafford backpedals. Here comes the rush. He's hit! They've got him!
BG.
Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham. He never saw him coming, Mike.
Unbelievable job. Off the edge by Brandon Graham.
What a night, what a performance. Unfortunately, not a great ending. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. So we know the Eagles won and they look great. And BG was having himself maybe his best night of the season. I mean, he's had such a great year. Unfortunately, we found out he left the game, he was hurt. Here's BG after the game explaining what happened and the reality of his season now being over.
Then tore my tricep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got chipped. Got hit in my elbow, tore my tricep. But man, hey, like I told the boys, man, we got the mission. The mission still the mission. You know, we pour everything we can into this game. You know, if I say I trust God, I trust God. So man, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm about to enjoy this little rehab, and then I'm about to enjoy leading this team. You know, the rest of the year. As soon as I can be back out there, I'm going to be out there. But, man, we was having fun out there. And we still going to have fun. But, yeah, I'm definitely, as a player, I'm out for the year.
I'm sorry to hear that, BG.
Have you thought about next year yet, whether you'll come back and play?
Man, just trying to process everything right now. I ain't got that far.
So Brandon Graham last night, you know, that's obviously a big question. He'll have to figure that out if he wants to try to come back one more time next year. He still was playing like a guy that could play next year. The Brandon Graham Show will still be live tonight on WIP at 6, so he'll speak on this. Hugh, all right, let's break this down. It's a huge loss. How do they replace him? I can't believe it feels like this big of a loss, right? If you had said to me before the season, Joe, they lose Brandon Graham, I would have said, that's unfortunate. We all love BG. But at this stage, how much were they getting anyway? They were getting a lot, Hugh. He was playing, so I just looked it up. This season, he's played 45% of the snaps. He was still a big part of this. Now what?
Yeah, man, and you're talking about a guy who, his contribution last night was epic.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to have to look at Jalix Hunt. Jalix Hunt is going to be somebody who's funny that me, you, and Dave Spadaro, we had a chance to talk about Jalix a little bit. He's probably going to get a little bit of run. I like his motor. He's a young man that his motor looked like it's running on high. You're going to probably have to go out and try to sign somebody. I don't know who's readily available out there on the market, but maybe you look at one of these young guys to step up a little bit. Maybe you look at young Trot to go out there and see if he has some pass rush moves or whatever. But you're going to try to mitigate this as much as you possibly can. But the unfortunate thing about it is when you talk about some of the guys that are available and they're ready, they're a little bit older.
All right, let me throw a name at you. An edge rusher that is available. He is out there. He's a free agent. And remember 2 years ago when the Eagles had some injuries at defensive tackle, they went and got Sue and Joseph, right? They added guys off the street at right around this time of year, right? Late November-ish. Mm-hmm. They signed those guys mid-November. He wasn't that far off from where we are right now. Hugh, one name that caught my attention when I realized he was available this morning. What do you think about the idea of Jason Pierre-Paul, a veteran, same draft class, ironically, because for years some people, you know, thought because Pierre-Paul got off to a better start in his career than BG that maybe that should have been the pick, right? Those two guys connected for a while, same division. Obviously, Pierre-Paul had a good career when he left the Giants. He won the Super Bowl in Tampa.
Won a couple of them.
He won one with the Giants.
He won one with Tampa.
He won with Tampa, too. Now he's sitting at home. Are you interested in Pierre-Paul? That's an interesting name to me.
I'll probably kick the tires, see if he can do. I'm pretty sure they're going to work some guys out. It's going to be, you know, because I think that you have to look at some guys that, you know, that are kind of familiar with Vic Fangio's, the way that he likes to play. But, man, it's going to be tough. I'm thinking you're going to ask one of these young guys to step up and do some things, man. That's what it kind of looks like.
So there is a connection as well between Fangio and Jason Pierre-Paul. Last season, when the Dolphins had a lot of injuries to their edge guys, he came into Miami. Now, I don't know if he ever got on the field, but he was there. And then, you know, whatever, their season ended in the first round. But he was with Fangio. And there was a report right after the trade deadline from Aaron Wilson, who covers the NFL, saying Jason Pierre-Paul is a name to watch post-trade deadline. He is in shape. He wants to play. So I think this is a legitimate idea. I mean, there's a connection to Fangio. obviously the guy is still thinks he could play, and he was just in the league last year.
Kick the tires, man.
I would bring him in. I mean, because right now they're thin. I mean, they have become now it goes back to the Bryce Huff injury, right? Because it just
Because you just lost
Bryce. Just lost him. He's out 3 more weeks at least on the IR. I'm just trying to imagine who's going to be on the edges in these games. So they can't just run Sweat into the ground at 90% of the snaps. They have to rotate these guys. And who do you have right now? You have Sweat. You have Nolan Smith. And it gets really thin after that, Kyle. I think Jason Pierre-Paul is an interesting idea.
Yeah, I mean, just for the sake of getting a body in here, like, I don't expect him to come in and be the guy that's replacing Brandon Graham's production, like, one for one. You're going to need a guy like Nolan Smith to step up and assume that role. But they need somebody that just can rotate in.
Yep.
And you got to kind of hope that this goes more like Ndamukong Suh, Linval Joseph, than it does Shaq Leonard. Robert Quinn, you know, I mean, this it could really go either
come
way.
In and produce, yeah but man, because
guy with experience,
he was balling.
He was still playing so well. I have no idea. BG's got to make a decision for him and his family. I think he's going to play again next year, and I think if he wants to, the Eagles are going to bring him back. He was still playing at a high level.
One more year.
God,
that's going to be a chant tonight, probably
at the Chickies of Pete's.
Yeah,
I could see that. You starting when you get there before your show?
Nah,
you should.
Nah.
One more year for Hugh Douglas?
Nah, that's a wrap.
Well, hold on. You know what? We missed something here because I'm looking up all these lists of free agent defensive ends.
Hey, Hugh Douglas.
Hugh?
No, I signed that paperwork years ago.
Just cross your name out.
I'm good.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Hugh, yeah. If they asked you to give them a few snaps.
Can't even get in my stance, Joe. What are you talking about? These knees hurt bad.
One more run. Come on, Hugh. This is a Super Bowl year.
I commend BG for being out there at 36 years old and still giving him the contribution that he's giving him now, man. That's not easy to do. It's not. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about BG's injury is that we knew with him playing as much as he was playing, didn't think he was going to get hurt. I don't want to say that. I don't want to speak that into existence. But, you know, at some point, the production was gonna diminish, and it's unfortunate that it was because of an injury.
How many snaps do you think you could suit up?
None.
I think you're not thinking about this the right way. You're thinking about your body. I'm thinking about
my body.
The show.
Thinking about, and then getting snatched up by one. Listen.
It's very selfish of you.
It is. You're not thinking about the show. Could you imagine if on Sunday and you come in here and we rip you for getting pancakes?
You know what's funny?
Great.
The fact that I get to hang out with Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. If either one of those cats at this age put their hands on me, I'm going to get a gun. Like, for real. It's not going to – this is way beyond football. Those two grown-ass men right there, if they put their hands on me right now, I'm going to take it personal.
They would destroy you.
Yeah, I'm taking that personal. It's got – for me, I'm at that point where it's way beyond football at this point.
5 years ago, what would you have said?
5 years? No, about 10, 15,
10,
20
we
years
might
ago.
Have convinced
oh, yeah, you? We could have. Yeah. But no, man, I ain't fooled with them cats, man.
All right. There might be one other option because Hugh's not agreeing to this. Ray Dittinger on with the Mortar Show today talking about maybe a guy that's deeper down the roster that might get a chance now.
I like Ojomo. He was actually one of my sleepers coming out in the draft last year out of Texas. But he's really an inside player. I mean, you're not going to be playing him out on the edge. He's a natural inside player. I mean, you're going to have to ask more of Nolan Smith, who's been playing well this year. But he'll be asked to do more. Jalix Hunt is a possibility. I mean, he's been getting more snaps. It was at the expense of Bryce Huff there for a while. I mean, they were actually using Hunt more. But he'll get more opportunities now. Bryce Huff, they said, even though he underwent the wrist surgery, they were talking about him possibly coming back for the playoffs, so you could get him back. The name to keep in mind is Taron Jackson. I think that right now he's on the practice squad, and he's a guy they drafted sixth rounder out of Coastal Carolina a couple years ago.
Yep.
And we've seen him play in the preseason, and actually I thought he looked pretty good. Now he hasn't had any opportunities. He hasn't been activated I can think of this year, but I'd be willing to bet you that he's going to be activated now.
So that was an interesting name to watch from Ray there, and he may get some run and get activated here. You know what hit me though as we're talking about all this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is all coming back to? Whether it's Taron Jackson or it's JPP, This is coming back to assuming the reporting is correct and Bryce Huff's going to be healthy for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, it's coming back to Bryce Huff. Like, just play it out. They're going to play a big playoff game against the Lions or the Packers or someone, and there's going to be a third down in a one-score game.
And he's going to have to come up big.
And he's going to be on the field. Like,
yeah.
They can't avoid it, right? Because there's no way of just like saying, oh, just play 12 snaps. They're going to need him. I thought they could avoid needing Bryce Huff, but if he can get back from the surgery, that's your guy, Hugh. They're going to need him.
Well, I like how you put it on me. That's your guy, Hugh.
And
he better step up and play.
And if he doesn't,
it's on you.
It's your fault.
I'll take that heat. If he's the difference between us making it to the Super Bowl and not, yeah, I'll take that heat. I think he can do it. I do. I know that a lot of people are down on him, and they're not feeling real great about it, but you're in a position now where all hands are on deck, and you're going to be called upon. And this is a great way to salvage your career. You know, they gave you a lot of money. This would be a great way to salvage it.
Well, it could be an amazing story, right? It's a bust to start, but then they need him by the end, and maybe he produces. 215-592-9494. For Will in the Northeast is ready to load that bus up. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing on this beautiful Monday?
Beautiful.
Will, what's up, buddy? We're enjoying ourselves after a big win.
Absolutely, as we should. First of all, I want to give the props to two of the people that we was, like, talking about the most majority of the season. I'm going to start off first with Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni has grown into this team. He's grown into a coach that, you know, we can actually listen to now, especially on his interviews. He's getting better with the interviews and everything, man. And the biggest thing that he showed is leadership. You know what I'm saying? Because what I'm saying is, if any of us went through what he went through, I think our ego would have gotten away and interrupted our season. But he didn't allow that to happen. So, Sirianni, I give you props for that, man. Keeping the team together, not allowing the press to, you know, interrupt or anything to mess up our play in our season this year. Jalen, you did exactly what I needed you to do yesterday. You got the ball out quick. You was looking at your receiver, you was doing check down, everything. You played an excellent game. And I want to say, Thundercats, ho! Them young Thundercats, man, they showed that they hungry, and they taking on any team right now. That defense yesterday was outstanding, man. They shut them dudes down. They did what they had to do. And what I want to say is, this team right now, and I'm going to end, this team right now is consistent, committed. They're confident, and they're winning. And that's what makes them a complete team. And I know y'all asked before, what type of team is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I said balance. I said this is a balanced team because guess what? The defense and offense is clicking right now, and that's all we needed for this team. And I don't care who it is now. We're taking on everybody, including the Will Bowl, which is next week, baby.
It is the Will Bowl.
You know what I'm saying? I love Derek, but guess what? I love my team more, baby. So let's rock and roll. Let's get ready.
Well, it's going to be a big one. Will, we appreciate it. It's going to be a fun game on Sunday. It's not as big of a game for the number one seed as yesterday was. Yesterday was a must. I felt it on Friday. It was a must win. They got it. You know, this game Sunday, Hugh, they'll play against the Ravens. It's a fun game. It's like a high-profile game.
Yeah.
It's not quite as important as the Rams game, unless we think the Lions are only going to lose one more game, then the Eagles really can't lose anymore, right? And then they have to. If we want the number one seed, there is a thought they may have to win out. I don't know how many more games Detroit's going to lose. I think it's one or two more. So,
yeah,
you know, if we want the one seed,
that's why when you know we're talking about resting Saquon and all this other stuff, you might not be in a position to rest anybody because this one might come down to the wire. You know, when you look at, I know they have Chicago on their schedule still twice.
Including this Thursday, Thanksgiving. Yeah,
and, you know, Chicago got to win one of those games.
I don't know.
Not necessarily.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I think because one of them is in Chicago. I think this one is in.
This one's in Detroit. Yeah.
Because this is the Madden game, right?
Yeah.
The Madden tribute game.
Yeah, they call it the Madden Classic now or something. Yeah, that's the first game Thanksgiving is Bears at Lions.
Yeah, so it's one of those. That might be a tough, but they got them outside one time. They got to get one of these games, man. So it's a possibility. It's possible that they could drop one or two. It's possible.
I think I'm with you on that. One or two, but that means they have three losses at most. We got two right now.
We got to keep pushing.
We got to keep putting the foot on the gas here. Let's talk to Josh in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen? How are you?
Josh,
what's
we're great. On? I mean, we're talking about a team that is dominating right now.
All right, so hold on one second. Okay. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. You mm-hmm. caught me, right? I'll tell you in a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep everybody in suspense. This is a very suspenseful moment. However, I walked into a neurosurgery practice as you went right to my call, and I couldn't get loud, so I turned around and walked back out. So, dude, let's just love the fact that on that first run that Saquon had, Landon Dickerson got out front and absolutely pancaked the linebacker. And I jumped right out of my recliner and was like, this is just unbelievable. I mean, let me just do what I was thinking earlier. Baseball's been played for 150 years. What happens when you play the game the right way? Good things. Well, guess what? We are seeing the reinvention of a running game, and we always, as Philadelphians, have been like, you see the Emmitt Smiths, the Barry Sanders, all the tailbacks that have been through here that could never really do anything like, you know, 255 yards on the ground. Unbelievable. We're back to the basics. We're running off tackle. Saquon's using the vision. He's got almost 2 yards without contact before he just makes a decision. And Hugh, I said it before. What is he? He's a thoroughbred, my man. He's an absolute thoroughbred. I couldn't be any more stoked after watching last night's game. Detroit who? Right? I don't want to hear a peep about the Lions, because to your point, Hugh, they will dump one in Chicago because they're wimps and they can't play outside. So enough of all that. What else did we see last night? We saw the defense just literally push their offensive line around like a bunch of middle school kids. And I'm going to tell you what, this is something special. And as far as Joe's take, I love that it's in the ground. Hugh, you got to get your take on board, brother, because that defense, my friend, isn't a luxury. That's a mainstay right now.
Tell him,
Josh. I'm going to tell you something that I couldn't be any happier with. It is the front of both sides of the ball that are absolute forceful. It is so great to watch our Eagles literally beat the pants off a decent opponent. Matt Stafford couldn't get off the turf quick enough before he was on it again last night. I mean, come on. And Jalen Carter, he was getting held the whole damn game. And you know what was awesome about that is that he freed up BG. He freed up Milton Williams. I mean, Josh Sweat, come on with the total package. I mean, we didn't even really dip into the playbook to be able to throw the ball.
I know. I mean, Josh, and your point on the defense, Stafford had only taken, I think, 4 sacks the last 5 games total. They got him 5 times last night. They hit him 11. They were destroying. That right tackle was a turnstile.
Yeah, turnstile. Yeah, that was a
turnstile. Oh, my God. Hugh. So, look, guys, I don't normally do this on a Monday, but we're going to have to. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go, baby.
Josh, appreciate it. Good phone call. How about Josh having walked into a place of business and then walked
out because he had to get his point across.
He knew he was going to change.
Not mad at that.
We should probably be a little bit careful about this Lions can't play outdoors.
Oh, I know. They went to Green Bay in a rainstorm and they blew them out.
Yeah, but it's a little different when you're used to playing inside. Like, I've seen it, man. And not saying that it's a staple, because as we all know, Tampa Bay was a team that wasn't able to play in the cold, and they came up here and they won when it was cold. But it's different when you're used to being in a bubble or a dome.
Sure.
And you have to go outside.
I think getting them here would certainly take away some of their superpowers.
But but the Lions, like, they play a physical offensive game too. Like, that translates in the postseason.
I'm going to be disappointed if we don't get an Eagles-Lions title game. They are the two best teams in the NFC. They're both super physical. I want to see that game. I would love to see it. Now, if the Lions get upset and we get the title game here and it's an easier path, I'm not going to complain. But I would love to see that game because they are the two best teams in the conference right now. 215-592-9494. Your take on Saquon Barkley MVP favorite? Well, he's moving up the charts. I mean, he's now has the third shortest odds to win the NFL MVP. We had a take funeral earlier for my take that Saquon wouldn't be a difference maker back in the spring. My goodness, he has been. I think he's the league MVP right now. He has been amazing. And, of course, eastbound and down. I mean, we're thinking here now. You know, have you decided where you want to sit? Do you want to sit in the front of the bus or more towards the middle, the back? It's time for logistics now, Hugh. We're getting kind of close. Like 2+ months, we're on a bus.
Yeah, I didn't think that far ahead.
Last night was the first time like I started like mapping the whole thing out in my head.
You know what's funny? Last night was the night that I was like, damn.
We're going.
I might have to shave. Like tonight, last night was the night I was like, damn, I'm going to have to shave.
Yeah, I mean, you did get that garbage time touchdown, which did.
I mean, I don't count. You know, I fought that fight a couple weeks ago. That was against what, Jacksonville?
Well, but that was at least a score by the Jacksonville defense. The Rams offense did score at that point.
Yeah, but still, I don't count those. That defense stood on his head last night for me, for the most part. And you're going to have plays like that towards the end. Yeah, they're playing well, man. So I'm just trying to figure out. You know, I was like, damn, I got to be on a bus and I'm going to be shaved.
The problem I feel like for you right now is this was supposed, like, if we're doing the thing where are the Eagles going to allow 17 or less per game, right?
This was a game I needed. I needed that.
You kind of projected maybe the Rams would be in the 20s, right? The 24, 27.
Yeah, I needed that.
Maybe the Ravens as well. And then the other games, you kind of realized the Panthers aren't going to score much. Giants won't score much at all.
Yeah, this is the game that kind of got me.
You didn't get much.
Yeah, got me. So, I mean, I'm cool with
that. That beard is gone, man.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm all right with that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hair grows back. And plus, I've been told that, you know, it's better. They want to, like, you know, want to see my cheekbones. So, I've kind of, you know.
Who said that? People?
Yeah, people.
People.
Yeah, I was kind of vague when I said
that. Yeah, I know you meant the audience, meant our callers.
Yeah, no.
Because that'd be weird. You know, people said that.
You know, I haven't shaved in a while, so I'm thinking about taking it off.
But you're not willing to concede it yet?
No.
Can we check in on life support? Can we check in on the heartbeat for Hugh and his take here, Kyle? I need to hear the heartbeat for Hugh's take because
I have an agenda.
Yeah, it feels like this thing is flatlining, Mr. Douglas.
No, it is. It is. It's flatlining. I tell you what, this is what made it for me comfortable. Last night was fun to watch.
It was so much fun.
It was fun to watch Nakobe Dean come on that blitz and just destroy a running back. I don't know what he thought was about to happen, but it did not work out the way that he thought it was going to work out.
And you know what really struck me last night? Watching Cooper DeJean cover Cooper Kupp in the slot.
Yeah, the Coopers.
He covered him. Like, we all see that Cooper DeJean is physical. He's fast. He's strong. He's an athlete. But I was waiting for, like, who's the best receiver he's covered one-on-one? He was covering Cooper Kupp.
And that's why you look at those matchups and you wonder, because you don't know. And you wonder how the young fellas are going to fare in that moment. You know, it was a star-studded affair. I like how Howard alluded to there was a bunch of stars and it didn't tell nobody who was there. We had to see it on TV.
Oh, like Bradley Cooper, LeBron, Kevin Hart.
There. Yeah, he said it was a star-studded affair.
Will Arnett.
Yeah, all of those cats were there. But yeah, it's you wonder how a young man is going to handle that. He handled it extremely well.
He was great. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to a big Eagles win. They have won 7 in a row, undefeated since Sirianni shaved that hair off. On the other side, your phone calls, and we'll talk to Howard Eskin. His thoughts on the game, the victory, where this Eagles team is right now, and Saquon's chances to win the NFL MVP as a running back. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.